Coffee Break German, Lesson 36. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Hallo und zurück in Innsbruck. Ich bin Thomas.
Und ich bin Mark. And we're delighted to be back again with another lesson of Coffee Break German. Now this week, as promised, we are going shopping. We've been shopping and we've recorded some conversations that we've had as we've been out and about in the streets of Innsbruck.
And as usual, wie üblich, there's lots of vocabulary you might have already heard in previous lessons, but also lots of new stuff that's really useful when you're actually in a German-speaking country and want to buy some souvenirs or clothes or whatever.
Indeed, because not only was I buying postcards, but we've also been shoe shopping. But you'll hear more about that when it comes to that particular conversation. Once again, we'll be listening to the conversations, and then afterwards we'll talk about what's been included in these conversations. So, I think we're ready to begin.
Ich bin bereit.
Also, lass uns anfangen.
Los geht's.
Let's begin by listening to the first conversation. As I said, I am trying to buy some postcards.
Postkarten.
Now, this is something that we've already come across. Indeed, we've learned the word for postcards and also for stamps. We can say, do you have stamps?
Haben Sie Briefmarken?
Briefmarken. Briefmarken being stamps. So we'll be using these phrases and others in this conversation. Let's have a listen to the conversation now. Grüß Gott.
Ja, grüß Gott.
Haben Sie Postkarten?
Ja, das sind gleich daneben die Zeitungen, gleich da drüben.
Ach ja, danke schön.
Bitte schön. Ja, also, ah ja, danke schön, ist das alles?
Kann ich hier auch Briefmarken kaufen?
Ja, natürlich, wohin denn?
Also, eine Briefmarke für Kanada, zwei für Großbritannien und eine für Frankreich.
Bitte sehr, sonst noch etwas?
Nein, danke, das ist alles.
Das sind 4 Postkarten und 4 Briefmarken, macht zusammen 89, bitte.
Bitte schön.
Ja, danke, auf Wiedersehen.
Okay, it's time now to take a closer look at some of the words and phrases contained in this conversation. We began by greeting each other. I greeted the shop assistant by saying, Grüß Gott. And she replied by saying, Grüß Gott, as well. And then I asked the question, Haben Sie Postkarten? Now, Thomas is going to say exactly what her response was.
Ja, sie sind gleich neben den Zeitungen, gleich da drüben.
So this is an example of when actually being in the situation helps. I was in the shop, the lady pointed to where the postcards were. She said, sie sind gleich neben den Zeitungen. Now, I didn't know what Zeitungen were, but...
Means the newspaper, die Zeitung.
Exactly. So I saw the rack of newspapers and I knew that they must be beside the newspapers. Now that neben den Zeitungen is quite interesting. Thomas, can you explain why it's den Zeitungen?
Yeah, we already came across the topic of giving directions, for example, neben der Kirche. And it's the same here. We're going to use the dative case because neben is a preposition we learned that always takes the dative.
Okay, so the dative form of the singular would be, if there were just one newspaper there, neben der Zeitung?
Exactly like die Kirche, but neben der Kirche.
And in the plural form then, it's neben den Zeitungen.
Yes, or neben den Kirchen.
Okay, if there's more than one church. So, gleich da drüben, how would we translate that?
Gleich is, you can just translate it with just, so just over there.
Okay, gleich da drüben. Okay, and then we went on and I bought my postcards, I went to pay for my postcards, and I asked a question using a modal verb. I said, kann ich hier auch Briefmarken kaufen? So the kaufen here, going to the end, kann ich hier auch Briefmarken kaufen? Can I also buy stamps here? The lady asked, where to?
Wohin?
So in English, I guess we would probably say where for. Where do you want to buy stamps for? But in German, wohin?
Wohin?
Listen again to my order of stamps. I needed a number of stamps. Have a listen again.
Also, eine Briefmarke für Kanada, 2 für Großbritannien und 1 für Frankreich.
So, did you get that? That was eine Briefmarke für Kanada. So, 1 stamp for Canada, 2 für Großbritannien, 1 für Frankreich, and 1 for France. Then the lady asked me, anything else?
Sonst noch etwas?
And I said, no, that is all, that's everything. So, we heard the price, the total price. Have a listen again to what she said for the total price.
Das sind 4 Postkarten und 4 Briefmarken. Macht zusammen 9,80 €.
So, did you get that price? Listen one more time to the price.
9,80 €.
It is 9,80. 9,80 €.
And maybe you noticed at the end, the lady said, auf Wiederschauen, instead of what we learned so far, auf Wiedersehen.
And what's the difference there?
I think it's just more common in Austria to say auf Wiederschauen, auf Wiedersehen. Basically means to see you again.
So in Austria, do you use both schauen and sehen?
Depends on the context. For example, I would say, ich sehe dich, I see you. But I would say, ich schaue nur wandering about in the shop, I'm just looking.
Okay, so what would you use, for example, if you're watching the television?
Ich schaue Fernsehen.
So would I be right in saying that auf Wiederschauen is almost as if you're saying until we look at each other again?
Yeah, you could say that it's not meant like that. It's more like till we see each other again, but translated literally, yes.
So if anyone's visiting the south of Germany and Austria, you'll appear more local if you say auf Wiederschauen then.
Yeah, auf Wiederschauen, Wiederschauen.
Wiederschauen. Okay, let's move on to the second conversation. That first one was fairly straightforward, but in the next one, well, we're going shopping for shoes. In fact, it's Thomas and his friend Daniel who are going to be shopping for shoes. And you'll be hearing Thomas, Daniel and the shop assistant this time. Let's have a listen.
Servus.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Kann ich euch helfen? Sucht ihr etwas Spezielles?
Nein, danke. Wir gucken nur.
Alles klar. Falls ihr Hilfe braucht, fragt einfach.
Danke. Danke. Entschuldigung, kann ich diese Schuhe anprobieren? Habt ihr die in Größe 43?
Klar, einen Moment. Ich schau kurz.
Danke. Und, passen die? Sie sind ein bisschen klein. Könnte ich sie in Größe 44 anprobieren?
Das tut mir leid. Wir haben sie nicht mehr in 44.
Macht nichts. Was ist mit diesen hier? Gefallen die dir? Die sind cool. Gibt es diesen Schuh in Größe 44?
Ich glaube schon. Einen kleinen Moment.
Danke.
Passen die Schuhe?
Ja, perfekt. Wie viel kosten sie?
49,99.
Das ist nicht zu teuer. Super, die nehme ich.
Super. Wollt ihr gleich mit zur Kasse kommen oder noch weiterschauen?
Nein, danke. Ich glaube, wir haben alles. Kann ich mit Karte zahlen?
Ja, sicher. Kann ich deinen Ausweis sehen?
Bitteschön.
Vielen Dank. Super.
Danke.
Danke sehr. Auf Wiederschauen.
Okay, now that was a little more complex. Let's go back through it. And one of the things that I've noticed is that in this conversation, the shop assistant was quite young. And of course, Thomas and Daniel are also quite young. So the shop assistant was using the ear form rather than the Z form with you both. Is that correct?
Yeah. In Austria, it's quite common to use the informal version when you're talking to people, even if they're a little bit older.
Okay. So you would use ear, and then the verb form that goes with that is the one that ends in T.
Yes, like we heard sucht ihr, for example.
So sucht ihr, are you looking for something?
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the whole context of that sentence?
Sucht ihr etwas Spezielles? Are you looking for something special?
Let's try saying that all together.
Sucht ihr etwas Spezielles?
Sucht ihr etwas Spezielles?
Yeah, and I think we heard etwas before, it just means something.
Something, yeah. So the shop assistant said, kann ich euch helfen? And euch presumably being the ear form of that particular pronoun. And then you said something that I've never heard. I've heard the phrase wir schauen nur or ich schaue nur, but you said something different.
Yeah, it basically means the same, wir gucken nur.
Wir gucken nur.
It's a gucken, ja. Yeah. It means the same as schauen. We're just looking. We're just...
Okay, so ich gucke, and we're going back to that conversation about sehen and schauen and so on. Where does gucken fit in?
Probably in a more local version of schauen. I don't even know if it's in the dictionary.
Can you say auf wieder gucken?
No.
That does sound a little bit strange. So wir gucken nur, we're just looking. And what did the shop assistant reply to you there?
Alles klar. Falls ihr Hilfe braucht, fragt einfach.
Now, I don't fully understand this phrase, but I'm going to guess that it means if you need help, just ask.
Yeah, exactly. Falls, if ihr Hilfe braucht, fragt einfach.
So what would be the difference between falls and wenn?
I would say falls is more connected if you need any help at all, and wenn is more if you need help later. So for example, when I say, wenn ihr heimkommt, dann essen wir. So meaning, when you're coming home, we'll have dinner.
So when you get home, we'll have dinner. And there you're saying, well, you're definitely coming home.
Yeah, I don't know if 6 or 7 or 8, but I'm pretty sure you're coming home tonight.
So that's wenn. And if you were to say, falls ihr, what was the?
Falls ihr heimkommt, dann essen wir, expecting to. I don't know if you're actually coming home tonight or you're maybe coming home a day afterwards because you're coming back from the holidays.
So if you happen to be coming home tonight, then we'll eat together. But if you don't come home, it's not a big deal.
Exactly. So back to the shop situation. If he says, wenn ihr Hilfe braucht, fragt mich später. So if you need help later, just ask me.
So in that situation, she would be expecting them to ask for help. She knows that they will need help at some point.
Yeah.
Whereas falls is if you do happen to need help, then I'm here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And she said, fragt einfach. Einfach means simple.
Yeah. You can also just ask.
Just ask. Okay. So fragt einfach. And if I were to say that in a formal form, would it be fragen Sie einfach?
Yes, you can definitely say that. Fragen Sie einfach.
Okay. We're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Du lernst Deutsch. Natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So Daniel wanted to try on some shoes and he used that verb anprobieren.
Yeah, anprobieren, to try on.
So he said, can I try on these shoes?
Kann ich diese Schuhe anprobieren?
And he wanted them in a particular size. So what was that sentence?
Habt ihr diese in Größe 39?
Now, the ihr again is interesting there because he's saying, do you, plural, in this shop, because you're all young, cool people and I'm young and cool and we're all going to use ihr together, do you have this in size 39?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, you need to think carefully about sizes, shoe sizes and clothes sizes, which will be changing depending on where you're coming from. If you're from the UK, then 39 in Germany or in Austria would be...
I'm still very confused about the sizes. Whenever I'm here, I don't know what to buy.
Well, I think a 39 would be about a size 6 in the UK. And as far as US sizes, I'm afraid I don't know. So as it turned out, when the shop assistant brought those size 39s to Daniel, they were ein bisschen klein.
Just a little bit small.
So he decided that he wanted to try them in a size 40. He said, könnte ich sie in 40 anprobieren?
Yeah, with sie meaning the shoes and könnte as in a conditional, not kann ich sie anprobieren, but may I.
Yeah, it's quite tricky that. So könnte, can I replace kann ich with könnte ich in most situations?
Yeah, it's slightly more polite, I would say, and implying more unconditional than actually will.
Okay, so could I rather than can I, could I try these in a size 40. And the sie there is referring to die Schuhe.
Exactly, because it's plural.
Excellent. Okay, so can I try these in a size 40? And unfortunately, they didn't have them in a size 40.
Wir haben sie nicht in 40.
Wir haben sie nicht in 40. And there, the sie again is referring to die Schuhe.
Genau. After that, I saw another pair of shoes and suggested those shoes and asked him or asked Daniel if he likes them. Gefallen sie dir?
Gefallen sie dir? Now, we can't really let that one slip by because it's a little bit complicated. It's using gefallen again, which is that verb that means to please.
Yeah, we heard mir gefallen die Berge, for example. I like the mountains.
So, are they pleasing to you? Gefallen sie dir?
Yeah, sie again, referring to the shoes.
Okay. So, gefallen sie dir? Do you like them? Are they pleasing to you? And Daniel did indeed like them, and he asked if the shop assistant had those ones in a size 40.
Gibt es diesen Schuh in Größe 40?
So the shop assistant goes off and tries to find those particular shoes in a size 40. And when he returns, he uses an interesting expression to ask if those shoes fit, if they are good. Thomas, what word does he use?
Passen, to fit, passen die Schuhe.
So, do the shoes fit? Passen die Schuhe? And Daniel said yes, they're perfect. And he asked, what price were they? Did you pick up the price in the first time? Listen again to the price.
49,99 €.
So that 99 is something that we should recognise quite quickly, especially when we're talking about prices, because it's very common. 49,99 €.
Exactly, 49,99 €.
49,99. Thomas suggested that that was nicht so teuer.
For that shoe, it was okay, I think.
Okay, and so then Daniel decided that he would take them. He said, die nehme ich.
Those take I. So completely reversed what we say in English.
Exactly. So those, die nehme, take, ich, I. Die nehme ich, I'll take them.
So after Daniel finally decided to take the shoes, the shop assistants implied or asked us that ihr könnt mit mir zur Kasse kommen. We could come with him to the checkout.
So that ihr könnt is again from the verb können, can, to be able to. So could you come with me to the checkout? And Daniel asked, kann ich mit Karte zahlen? Can I pay by card?
And after that, the shop assistants, we heard the word before, and it's very important, I think. Ausweis, kann ich deinen Ausweis sehen? Can I see your passport?
So he's using the accusative form here, kann ich deinen Ausweis sehen? And he's also using the du form, because he's kind of established that he and Daniel and Thomas are all around the same age.
We're all young and we're all friends. And
so kann ich deinen Ausweis sehen?
Bitteschön. And then just say, conversation finishes. Thank you. Auf Wiedersehen.
And another Auf Wiedersehen. Okay, let's listen to it all one more time. And we'll listen to both conversations. The first one where I was buying postcards and then the second one where Daniel was buying his shoes.
Grüß Gott.
Ja, grüß Gott.
Haben Sie Postkarten?
Ja, das sind gleich daneben die Zeitungen, gleich da drüben.
Ach ja, danke schön.
Bitte schön. Ja, also, ah ja, danke schön, ist das alles?
Kann ich hier auch Briefmarken kaufen?
Ja, natürlich, wohin denn?
Also, eine Briefmarke für Kanada, zwei für Großbritannien und eine für Frankreich.
Bitte sehr, sonst noch etwas?
Nein, danke, das ist alles.
Das sind 4 Postkarten und 4 Briefmarken, macht zusammen 89, bitte.
Bitteschön.
Ja, danke, auf Wiedersehen.
Servus.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Kann ich euch helfen? Sucht ihr etwas Spezielles?
Nein, danke. Wir gucken nur.
Alles klar. Falls ihr Hilfe braucht, fragt einfach.
Danke. Danke. Entschuldigung, kann ich diese Schuhe anprobieren? Habt ihr die in Größe 43?
Klar. Einen Moment. Ich schau kurz.
Danke. Und? Passen die? Sie sind ein bisschen klein. Könnte ich sie in Größe 44 anprobieren?
Das tut mir leid. Wir haben sie nicht mehr in 44.
Macht nichts.
Was ist mit diesen hier? Gefallen die dir?
Die sind cool. Gibt es diesen Schuh in Größe 44?
Ich glaube schon. Einen kleinen Moment.
Danke.
Passen die Schuhe?
Ja, perfekt. Wie viel kosten sie?
49,99.
Das ist nicht so teuer.
Super, die nehme ich.
Super. Wollt ihr gleich mit zur Kasse kommen oder noch weiterschauen?
Nein, danke. Ich glaube, wir haben alles.
Kann ich mit Karte zahlen?
Ja, sicher. Kann ich deinen Ausweis sehen?
Bitteschön.
Vielen Dank. Super.
Danke.
Danke sehr. Auf Wiedersehen.
Also, das reicht für heute.
Das glaube ich auch. Wir sehen uns das nächste Mal.
And in the meantime, don't forget that you can head over to coffeebreakgerman.com to find out more about what we have available in terms of members' materials for this lesson and indeed all our lessons. In addition to our video flashcards, you will find full transcripts of our lessons with all the words and phrases explained and extra materials.
Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes or write your comments on the website what you think about our course and how you like it.
Okay, that is it for today. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Auf Wiedersehen.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.